audio courtesy of Bally Sports Ohio. Danny Cunningham in for Tone. Danny Cunningham, when I asked him the question, I said, what do you want to get into when it comes to the Guardians here in the Open? And he says, is it over? And I says, is it over? Well, is it over?
Feels like it
you
right
feel
now.
Like it, you feel like it's over, huh, Danny?
Don't you feel that way?
I do not feel like it's over. It don't feel good. This is not a good feeling. I'm not in an advantaged position right now, but I don't think it's over.
To me, it feels like we are watching zombie baseball.
Oh,
again.
For the love of God.
That's what it feels
zombie,
like.
What is your definition of zombie baseball?
Remember the 2012 August under Maniacta?
No,
that's
God,
what this feels
no.
like. That's
Why,
what this feels
who would,
like.
Who would go back and
because
remember that?
Miserable. Because it was miserable.
You
that's
were,
what it was.
You're up by 9 games in the division.
And 10 games over the team that's tied for first now.
It has evaporated. That is true. But I don't think it's zombie baseball.
What it feels
no.
like, man.
No, 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 no.
They've lost 8 of 11. They look so far
Not
away
playing
from being
well
a playoff
is different
team.
From zombie baseball. I thought we saw zombie baseball at the end of last year.
I
didn't think you had to go all the way back to Manny Acta. Who, by the way, I saw on Friday night.
Where?
He is the third base coach for the Seattle Mariners.
That's right.
So you saw Manny Acta out there. That was nice. How do you do? Is it over? 216-474-0092. I say no. I think Danny is overreacting here.
And maybe
Convince
I am.
Convince me it's over, tough guy.
Maybe,
come on.
Maybe I
no,
am
no,
overreacting.
No, 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 no. Don't do the maybes.
No.
You
want to
talk tough, talk tough.
No, like, I'd love to be wrong about this. I would.
We all know you'd love to be wrong.
I don't see how this team's going to bounce back from what they've been over the last month or so. It's really difficult. And we see this, I think, a lot of times in individual games in sports where a team has a big lead, and if the other team can catch up and take the lead, it's over. If they can't quite get over that hump, then you're okay. But now that the Guardians have officially given up that lead in the division to Kansas City, I think Kansas City, or maybe even Minnesota, I have less faith in Minnesota because I don't think they're all that good, truthfully. Mm. But Kansas City right now, pains me to say this, they have the best player in the division. They're the best team in the division. I trust their manager a little bit more because he's been through this before.
Wow.
I do. Okay. I think Kansas City's going to win this division now.
So that doesn't
the
mean
Guardians,
it's over.
The
that
Guardians
doesn't mean it's
will,
over.
They will still make the playoffs as a wild card team because I think they can't squander a
Well, wait a minute. Hold
half.
On.
Hang
when
on,
you
on, no.
say is it over, when you ask is it over, I figure when you say is it over, are you out of the race altogether? That's what I think you when you're saying that.
My hope of them going on a playoff run of them winning the American League Central is over. That's what I'm saying. They can
I don't think that's
they
over
can
yet.
Finish in a wild card spot because truthfully, look at the standings there. Boston is, I believe, 6.5 games behind them as the first team out. Seattle is right behind Boston. Those teams don't scare me. Those teams I don't think have enough time to make up that kind of gap. The Guardians would have to have just an even worse collapse than what they've already had over the last month or so for that to happen. I don't think that's going to be the case, but I don't have hopes of this team doing anything more than maybe playing in 3 postseason games.
No, oh, for the love of
God. I don't.
216-474-0092. Is it over? I do not believe it's over. Danny is moving the goalposts with every sentence
How?
That comes up. When you say, is it over? Am I wrong on thinking that?
Well, I
he
took, is
think
it
I'm wrong.
Over? I took,
yeah.
is it over as, no more playoffs.
Yeah.
Guardians are
That's how
out.
I took
no.
it. That's how I took it. Yes.
No.
That's,
yes.
That's over.
That's how I took it.
No. Is it over for me is the chances of a postseason run are gone. I have no faith in this team to win in the postseason. I don't have faith in this team to win the division.
Okay. You know, some of you guys are so fatalistic when it comes to some of this stuff. We debated back and forth. I don't think that there was a lot of conversation. I understand what the manager had said about the postseason and about being a World Series champion and being able to envision that. I mean, we've gone back and forth. This all goes back to you didn't have much faith in this team to begin with. They are probably coming back to earth a little bit, but they're pressing. Stephen Kwan is back under 300, sad to say. I think he's at 298 or 299 from the last time I checked. So that has been a dramatic fall off here over the last month and a half. That's true. But I think that when you have a team that, yeah, it got out to a big lead and it messed with our emotions a little bit, and now it's probably coming back to earth a little bit, is that you still look at it and go, would that have been an accomplishment for this team? At the beginning of the year? Okay, so if it's an accomplishment for the team, if they still make the postseason, then it would be an accomplishment for the team.
To an extent, but the goalposts move. They do. You start
like
to...
Like what you're saying with every sentence?
Are you saying... No. Are you saying when they had the best record in baseball, you didn't expect more from them than you did March 28th?
No, I didn't.
I think that's wrong. I think it's fair to adjust your expectations. Hold on.
When they had the best record in baseball, I thought that they'd win the division, and I thought they'd go to the... Obviously, they go to the playoffs.
Did you expect them to do that?
As of March 28th...
No.
Hold on. In late July. I got to walk it back here a second. Hold on for a damn second.
Turntables.
On March 28th, I thought that they were going to go 82-80.
Okay, that's fair.
Obviously, the expectations changed. I'm not happy they're in this position. I'm justifiably in a position I'd rather not be in, Macho Man. And I wish that they were better than this, obviously. However, with the team that they have, it's about par for the course. If they were to win the wild card, okay. It's not where we'd want to be, but it's still better than where we thought we were going to be.
Sure.
There you go.
It's better than where we thought we were going to be in March, but... You also have to remember what's happened throughout the season. They had the best record, not in the American League. They had the best record in baseball
at points. Yeah, it sucks that they don't
earlier
anymore.
Earlier this month. And now they're in danger of not winning their own division.
Yeah, that's
they were
true.
A team that I believed could be a World Series contender if they did the correct things at the trade deadline, if they made the proper moves to better themselves. They've not done that, obviously. Now, this feels like a collapse, and I think it's fair to be disappointed that this team...
It is disappointing.
While they absolutely overachieved early on, they have underachieved...
It is disappointing.
...in a greater fashion lately than they overachieved to start the
There's no way it's not disappointing. 216-474-0092. Gary in Cleveland, you're first up on the fan. Hello, Gary.
Hey, Ken. How you doing?
I've been better.
Hey, you know what? You expect them to do any better when their 6th, 7th, and 8th, 9th hitters are hitting under 210 on the season?
No.
Juan's hitting 150 since the All-Star game, and now Jose's got an uppercut swing, and everything's going up in the air.
Where's
our minimum wage hitting coach at?
Chris Valleca's catching it again. We're dusting it off, aren't we? Hey, listen, Gary, I'm not mad at you. I'm not going after you. But it was the story of the beginning of the year about how great this was at the beginning of the season and how aggressive he had them all. And now that aggressive nature, it seems to turn into pressing very quickly here.
Oh, they're really aggressive, but everything's up in the air. Quan, he's lost his swing. His swing was line drive swings. He's hitting the ball up in the air. Now he thinks he's Kenny Lofton and can hit home runs.
That's true. Yeah, I mean,
the whole team is just, like I said, you got a minimum wage hitting coach, because that's what the Dolans afford, and he can't get them out of their funks. There's no way four guys should be starting at under 210.
Gary, who else do they have? Do I bring up Manzardo then? At the mid to bottom of the order, 6, 7, 8, you said? Because Bo Naylor's never been great for average. Lane Thomas, Lane Thomas has been terrible.
Stinks.
Daniel Schneeman's been a nice enough story, whatever it is. And I honestly do think David Fry's kind of coming just back down to earth at 261. I'll take 261 for David Fry.
I think he's dealing with a bit of an injury, too.
With David Fry?
Yeah.
I would say so, but I think they're all battling with injuries. I mean, we could do this with Josh Naylor. Go ahead, Gary, finish it up.
Yeah, but I'm with Dan. Like, they didn't do anything to try to make the team better. They went out and got Lane Thomas, who was hitting, 248 at the time of the trade. He wasn't hitting the ball. There was no reason to go out and get that guy. None whatsoever. They have that down in the minor leagues. So we got rid of a really good pitcher in our farm system for a guy that's hitting 113 right now for us.
Wait a minute. That was Juan Brito. Because with the Alex Cobb, and Gary, thank you for the call. The Alex Cobb trade included a 19-year-old, so I thought he had it mixed up there.
The Guardians are hitting 209 as a team since August 3rd.
Yeah, not, guys, none of this is good. But it, and it's been a it's just been a bad month. I still have another month of September to get this thing going in the right direction. And they've been pressing, and maybe because of their inexperience, it makes them press even more. Even though Jose, I think Jose's trying to do it all himself. So you got a bunch of guys that are pressing, not doing what they're supposed to do. Again, Josh Naylor's up there taking hell hacks, and we keep saying the same thing for Josh Naylor and David Fry, who are batting 4 and 5, when you're talking about two guys that are banged up here in the lineup. Sal in Cleveland. Hello, Sal.
Hey, good morning.
Is it over?
I think it's over as far as winning the division, but I do say this. I am going to stand up for you because you have been consistent with this all year long.
Okay.
You know, Lima's been looking through, you know, rose-colored glasses with this. But I will say this, is that we have not been able to solve the two-hole all year. And I'm tired. I say this all the time. I'm tired. Like, he's batted Lane Thomas 4 times in the last 8 days in the two-hole. I don't understand that. And two is, I'm tired of him, folks, saying every night, we're staying the course. These are professionals. They're not. They're kids. We have a lot of kids on this team. You know, this is their first time doing this. And the other thing is that there's no way in the world Bo Naylor is on this team if he wasn't Josh's brother. The young catcher in AAA, Levadas, I can't say his name properly, he's the catcher of the future. But they will not bring him up because they're so afraid of irritating Josh Naylor. Bo Naylor's going to hit 200.
Well, why would they be afraid? Would you be afraid of irritating Josh Naylor, though, Sal?
No, the guy's he's 2 for 40.
Then why should they be afraid?
Because they're afraid to make big swings and big moves. This team, they like stories. They like taking young kids, bring them through. It's kind of like, let's go back when they had Lindor and Manny. They kept these kids in the minors because they didn't want to pay them option years. The longer they kept them down there, the better it was. I agree with the last caller. They weren't going to swing and make a big deal for a hitter at the deadline. They weren't going to do it. The only reason why they made the Lane Thomas deal was because he is out of options and they don't have to go to arbitration with him next year.
That's
but
true.
He's horrible.
He is.
Bring up Martinez. At least the kid, you could put him. We were betting. Our lineup was the best when Martinez batted second. He protected Kwan, and he protected Ramirez. We have nobody in the two-hole that can protect either of those guys.
Well, I agree with that, too. I honestly think I could go out and win and get a wild card spot with him instead of Lane Thomas. I think they're just going to continue to trot Lane Thomas out there to try to pay off some terrible trade.
And that, you're right, because they want – I don't know how long you can go and say and try to prove that was a good deal. He is horrible.
I mean, you and Gary and Danny, it's put me in a very odd predicament here, Sal, and thank you very much for the call. Like, it's not everything's fine, and I'm not Kevin Bacon at the end of Animal House.
No.
None of this is good. This isn't good. And again, Lane Thomas, it upsets me as much as anybody else because, again, it's a bad trade. No offense to him. Oh, I guess some offense to him. Who the hell cares? But for Lane Thomas, well, seriously, he's a grown man. It's not a great... It's been a bad trade. You are right about moving guys in and out of the two-hole. You're right about that. So he has tried something without trying to upset the apple cart too much because you're not going to move Stephen Kwan out of his role. You're not going to move Jose or Josh Naylor out of his role. The Bo Naylor thing, I just don't buy. I'm not afraid to upset Josh Naylor as much as I like Josh Naylor. I'm not afraid to upset him because you haven't even signed him to some sort of a long-term deal, so that's not going to bother him anymore. So while there is some sense of team leadership, team accountability, there's not that much of a sense of it because he is still up in the air as far as his future is concerned. And yes, I feel like it win its wild card with Angel Martinez instead of Lane Thomas out there, and I feel as frustrated as anybody that I think they're just going to continue to trot Lane Thomas out there because of the trade that they have made. It's very too little. It's still not too late. I don't think that they've lost the division forever. This is not good, and you can hear it in my voice while I am still trying to be optimistic for the future. There's a lot of things that are very disappointing and very frustrating at this moment.
Yes, it's all very frustrating. I think the thing that frustrates me the most, Lane Thomas is part of that, Ken, because to me, it does not feel like the Guardians are doing everything they can to get out of this funk. It feels like they're trying the same thing over and over and over again with Lane Thomas, with Daniel Schneeman, who's come around a little bit as of late. But it doesn't feel like, to me, they are finding or searching as hard for the answers as they should be, as a team that should be desperate right now.